Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is urging colleagues to find ways to protect federal workers from future political disagreements. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are back on the job today after they were furloughed for more than a month. Warren spoke with some of them today in Boston, and WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was there.
Warren met the workers on their first day back following the nation's longest government shutdown and the possibility of another one, absent a deal on border security. Warren's message was straightforward: keep the government open and protect federal employees.
Federal workers are not pawns in a political game. They should be able to do their jobs, and they should get paid for doing their jobs.
The federal employees who met with Warren welcomed that message. Among them was Stephen Calder, who works for the EPA and says many of his colleagues are relieved to be back at work. But others...
you can tell they're angry. They're mad that they were put in that position.
Calder says he was able to get a short-term, zero-interest loan to carry him through the shutdown. And like most federal workers, he will get back pay. But many federal contractors will not. And many furloughed workers struggle to keep up with their mortgages, medical bills, and daily living expenses. Calder says he and his fellow government workers want protections from being pushed off the job because of policy disagreements between politicians.
Make sure that federal employees aren't put out back out on the street. It just isn't right.
Senator Warren says lawmakers are beginning to talk about ways to reduce the likelihood of government shutdowns, like a mechanism that would automatically trigger continuing resolutions during difficult negotiations.
Others are talking about Congress not getting paid if there's a shutdown. I'm open to talking about all of those and any other ideas.
Today, the Congressional Budget Office put the cost of the 35-day partial shutdown at about $3 billion. Think of it as part of the cost of divided government, and that cost could go up. President Trump warns without a deal on border security in the next 3 weeks, the government could shut down again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.